Goaltender Jacob Snyder comes out of Duluth, played at Duluth Denfeld, and when we're talking here, it's only days away from the outdoor hockey game, Hockey Day Minnesota, that the Steele County Blades will be a part of. So, Jacob, thanks for a little bit of your time here. And what does outdoor hockey mean to you, having been in Duluth?
Oh, it's everything, honestly. It's my favorite part of growing up was playing outside with all the boys and everything. So I'm glad I get to do it here with my new family that I found here at Owatonna. So it's going to be a blast.
So how much outdoor hockey? I mean, just playing on the pond or actual league and games and things like that for
you? When I was younger, probably mini mites to squirts, we were playing outside, practicing most of the days because it's cheaper, obviously, you know. All the parents would be out at night flooding and all the kids would be sleeping, so then they'd come home, wake us up for practice, then we'd have to go out and play. So I'm used to the cold, but it still sucks, you know.
Well, that's neat. Maybe you're one of the guys with the most experience, although certainly there's a guy or two from Canada and things like that. So have people been asking you how to dress? How do you get layered up? How do you stay warm for a game like this?
Once you start sweating, there's nothing really you can wear. You just got to get used to it. But for sure, the boys are getting turtlenecks, face covering, stuff like that. So, you know, you just got to fight it out, hopefully. Skating around will warm them up.
And it sounds like for you, it's just kind of a natural thing you might just flow into and might even feel kind of normal. But is there differences to the game itself when it comes to an outdoor game?
Oh, for sure. Like, the skaters have to get used to all the bumps and everything in the ice. Like, it's like you can't get the ice perfect like indoors, you know. And then it could snow, then the ice could get all chippy and stuff. It's really easy to put really big, like, lines in the ice, you know. They could fall over it because ice is slippery, you know. So.
Okay. And for you as a goalie, bumpy ice, I mean, the puck might bounce, take weird hops and things like that too, right? I assume you have to kind of be ready for that.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get lucky and it bounces over someone's stick, and sometimes you don't get lucky and it bounces over your stick. So it happens.
As far as just the opportunity to be part of a tradition in Minnesota here for this junior hockey team and the league, what does that mean to you, to be part of this tradition?
I'm ecstatic, honestly. My hockey day was in Duluth. I think I was eighth grade year, so I wasn't in high school yet, but I had a blast watching our high school team playing it, and I was so excited and so sad that I was like, oh, I can't be a part of this. Then I come here and I get like the super cool news that I'll be able to play in it, so I'm just excited for it, honestly.
Okay. When did you guys find out what point of the season had you already been together as a team, or do you recall that?
Yeah, I think it was before we even got here for like training camp.
Okay.
You know, some of the boys still didn't really know because it was just on our Instagram and we didn't really figure it out yet. But like the first couple practices, they brought the newspapers in and we got to see like the headline of us against the Mullets. So it's going to be amazing. Everybody was super ecstatic too.
Yeah. And the game is going to start at 4:30 in the afternoon on a Sunday. I don't know the configuration of the rink right now, but I mean, you might have the sun in your eyes, potentially, right?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, you got to fight through that. Hopefully the boys will have some eye black or something, but, you know, I'll just try to get my head in as like many ways of the puck I can, you know. My helmet's already all dented, so we're used to it.
Get your head in the way of the puck. That's the goal?
Yep.
Stop the puck any way possible, right?
Yep.
So, Jacob, what got you into being a goaltender? What's the history or the story there?
Actually, I was a defenseman, and my dad grew up playing a goalie. He didn't really want me to play because, you know, it's just he just didn't feel like he'd be comfortable watching pucks get thrown at me the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I think it was my second year of squirts, and our goalie quit 5 minutes before we played, and I was the only slow dresser, so I wasn't dressed yet. So the guy said, "You want to play goalie?" I said, "Sure." Dad helped put the pads on. I think we lost like 50-0, but I had a blast, honestly. I was like, how's this fun to me? Just pucks hitting you, diving all over the place. It was a blast. So I never really turned around and wanted to play skater anymore. So
okay. And now you're at this point playing junior hockey. Let me go back to high school hockey. What are some awesome memories? What did you really enjoy about high school hockey in Minnesota and your experience in Duluth?
It was just, I don't know, like the high school atmosphere with like the boys that you grew up with, like they're really like family forever, you know. And we just won a lot of good battles as a team. It wasn't just a goalie, it wasn't just a skater or something. It's just everybody worked together and we had a lot of hard fighting victories, and I just, there's nothing like it, going to war with your boys and coming out on top. So
mentality for a goaltender, because you are the last line of defense and a lot can be hung on your shoulders if the team loses a close game or a bad, I mean, a unfortunately, a bad play for you results in a goal, where a bad play for somebody else doesn't necessarily lead to that. How do you kind of get your mind around that, or deal with the ups and downs of having that responsibility?
It's really hard. It's something that I have to work on a lot, too, because nobody's perfect at it yet. But it's just, you just got to have fun. You just got to go back to why you started. And, you know, you're going to get scored on. You're not going to get shutouts the whole time. And I'm used to that, honestly. So, like, you just got to pull the puck out of the net and hopefully just get back into it and not let them score again. So.
What are you liking about junior hockey then, and this level of hockey and playing here in Owatonna?
It's different from high school. You know, you have a couple kids that don't show up to practice, don't really work out and stuff like that, but in juniors, everybody wants to play, and there's just such a good lineup that a lot of people won't be able to. So it's just hard workers all the time, working out after practice, working out after our workouts, doing all the extra things that you don't really see in high school sports.
And what have you learned from the style of play, the speed of play in your time here in your first season here with the Blades?
Just patience, honestly. Like, I mean, those shots are a little bit harder because we're all grown up, you know, but just the patience and, like, just how smart they are with the puck, honestly. Like, in high school, of course, you have your all-stars that are, like, know where the puck's going to go before they've even touched their stick. But here, it's just, like, everybody knows that. Just patience and have, like, the best, like, view of the ice, so...
Jacob, what else did you do other sports growing up too?
I played football a little bit as a kid, but not in high school. No.
Okay. And what kind of hobbies? What do you do when you try and get away from hockey a little bit?
Usually, just work out. You know, work out, hang out with some friends, stuff like that. But mostly work out with the friends. So I have a buddy back home, just jacked and trying to look like him. So I go work out with him as much as possible. It gets my mind off things. So.
All right, well, having those inspiration and those buddies to work out with or would run with or whatever always helps a ton. Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to be a neat experience here, this outdoor game the Blades are a part of. Jacob, good to meet you, and good luck here with the Blades. Appreciate for the balance it. Of the season.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.